News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Europe is not prepared for the rapidly growing climate risks it faces, so the European Environment Agency has said in its first risk assessment. And Hans Martin Fussel is an EEA expert on climate change adaptation, and joins us. Good morning to you. The report says that several climate risks have already reached critical levels. What risks are we talking about here, Hans?
Yes, good morning. We're talking about risks affecting, for instance, the ecosystems, marine ecosystems, coastal ecosystems, also freshwater ecosystems, already at a critical risk from climate change in combination with other stresses. I mean, often climate change is a risk multiplier, further aggravating an already problematic situation. We're talking about risks to heat waves. Now, Ireland is, of course, not at the forefront here, but even your neighbor, the UK, had heat waves of more than 40 degrees centigrade in recent years, something quite unprecedented.
Okay.
And in southern Europe, we're talking about heat waves sometimes of more than 45 degrees.
Yes. And those heat waves, obviously, they become very problematic in terms of people's lives, in terms that they're dangerous to health. But they also cause knock-on effects like wildfires or indeed, funnily enough, flash flooding because of the hardness of the ground. How close are we? Because this report is being heralded as kind of a final wake-up call. How close are we to not being able to turn back the clock in any way and fix these issues?
I mean, there is no fixed threshold where you say below it's all acceptable and above it, it's doom and gloom. But we're reaching one limit, one problematic limit after the other, if we don't first mitigate greenhouse gas emissions, reduce them in line with the Paris Agreement. That's also something the report mentions in the long term. That's the only option to keep the risks of climate change manageable. But in addition, we need to protect our coastal communities and ecosystems against sea level rise.
Okay.
We need to harden our infrastructure. We need to think where we settle with increasing downpours.
I think people might be surprised to know, Hans, that Europe is the continent that has heated up most out of all the continents on the planet since the Industrial Revolution. Do we know why that is?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, land masses are generally warming faster than the oceans. So if we're hearing about global mean temperature rise of 1.5 or 2 degrees, as mentioned in the Paris Agreement, that includes the ocean. So the land masses are always warming faster. On top of that, Europe is relatively far north. So the Arctic warming, which is particularly fast, also has some effect on Europe. A second reason is that in Europe in summer, we see large-scale circulation patterns that bring warm air to Europe more often and more stable. So in particular in summer, we also have what we call a dynamic effect. And maybe it sounds ironically, but also the reduction in air pollution from sulfur dioxide since the 70s or 80s has also led to some additional warming, because this air pollution was actually blocking some of the warming for a while.
Goodness,
of course, that is not an argument against clean air policies.
Okay. Maybe finally, Hans, the adaptation measures you're hoping to see put in place, what do we need to do now in order to address these problems in the immediate term?
Well, the report stresses that various risks can cascade and are connected with each other. So it is basically a cross-cutting issue. Wherever we do something long-term, being it planting trees, building new infrastructure, building houses, developing an area, we need to think long-term. Are those houses, is infrastructure still ready for the climate we face in 50 or maybe even 80 years. At the same time, we need to protect the most vulnerable. People are already suffering from heat waves
sure.
in parts of Europe.
No, absolutely.
People face increasing flood insurance premiums.
Okay.
So there are also critical risks already now okay. to be addressed.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Hans Martin Fussell, EEA expert on climate change adaptation.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.